Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Nicole Galinas. She's a senior fellow within Manhattan Institute, contributor to City Journal, author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington, and our good friend Nicole. Thanks again. We're talking about the decline, the steady decline of Wall Street, specifically since 2008. And Nicole, I don't know, you may not have heard me say this before, but my audience has. I mark 2008 as a watershed year on so many levels, and I've just seen the behavior of corporations, of sectors, completely flip around and change their behavior since the crisis of 2008. Not so much the recession. We keep calling it the Great Recession. Recession is come and go. But that financial crisis, that was another thing, wasn't it?
Sure. And what's happened on Wall Street has mirrored and led the rest of the economy, that corporations have not increased their profits by increasing sales, increasing revenue.
Investing in Main Street.
They've increased their profits by cutting costs, and your biggest cost
and consolidating and borrowing money instead of investing money.
Right, and your biggest cost is your employees. And so people who are able to have a full-time job, which is fewer and fewer people, they're not getting the raises that they would have gotten 20 years ago. They're not getting anywhere near the same kind of health benefits. I mean, part of that is that health insurance itself has gotten much more expensive. Medical care has gotten more expensive, and billing is far more complicated than it used to be. But part of it is they've cut back on the benefits. You know, you got a job 20 years ago, you pay a nominal amount for health insurance, and you pretty much go to the doctor, and it's you know, maybe $50 or so. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it doesn't cost very much. Where today, even if you have reasonably good corporate health insurance, you spend several thousand dollars a year of your own money on mm-hmm. health care. If you've got mm-hmm. kids, then you've got, you know, not even if you're sick, just your regular health care payments due to these high deductible plans. And a lot of companies, partly because of Obamacare, it penalizes you if you have more than 50 employees. They've been reluctant to add employees, but that's not the only reason.
I want to go in a slightly different direction, or ask you a question that might take us in a slightly
sure.
different direction, Nicole, on this. I'm imagining, as a capital center, as a capital producing center, the center of the universe, really, from a capital standpoint, at Wall Street, as the ground zero, so to speak, for all of that. It's not much fun being a publicly traded company anymore. There's so many, it's expensive. Most of the CEOs I know that took their companies public would like to go private. They wish they could go back private again. Do you see, you know, never mind just the banks and the way they're managing their organizations, can you see where over the next 5, 10, 20 years Wall Street will wind up being just kind of almost a shrine, almost a shadow of its former self in terms of capital development? Do you see it? Do you see any of that happening?
Sure, I think that's already true. Certainly, with the jobs, it's no longer the engine of jobs that it used to be for New York City. Now, we've been lucky enough to replace those jobs with other types of jobs, but those jobs pay less. You know, we've added a record number of retail jobs, of hotel jobs, arts and leisure jobs because of tourism boom that we've seen, including from overseas tourists. You know, the new rich people in China and in other emerging markets, they like to come to New York City. So they spend a lot of money when they come, and so that has created a lot of jobs for us. But again, nowhere near the same amount of pay. You know, you're getting $400,000 a year on Wall Street. You get a fraction of that if you're in the hotel industry and in the retail industry. But certainly, in terms of initial public offerings, there's been a real drought
And part of that has been regulatory, right? I mean, the government, especially Sarbanes-Oxley, is a really expensive law. Dodd-Frank is an ugly law. I mean, these are government policies have contributed to a lot of this. But I still think when you understand how the corporate America has to function, paying the piper every 90 days with a conference call, you can't run a business long term jerking when you got people jerking you around every 90 days. Do you see the future of capitalization being more private equity type of stuff and people, you know, now some when a venture capitalist funds a project or private equity buys them out or something like that, the ultimate goal for years has been, for generations has been, to roll up and to go public and everybody cashes out. I wonder if there's not a new model that's going to be coming down the road more and more than it is now, that would basically bypass the IPO.
Sure.
Forever. I mean, never going public.
Well, there's so much private money, too. A lot of these investors don't seem to mind that there's no exit strategy. If you look at a company like Uber, Uber's worth, what, $65 billion now? And then no one knows, really. If there's no market, you don't know what it's worth. It's worth what a few investors think it's worth. But the company loses $2-3 billion
every year. They're losing money.
They have no path.
So many of these are, which reminds me of 2000. Hold that thought, Nicole. I'm going to let you finish that when we come back after these messages. And we've got another thing I wanted to ask Nicole about. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.